you have magical abilities that are inherent, inborn, and God-given. Since you were made in the image and likeness of the Creator, it makes sense that you have creative abilities and divine power. One of your life's purposes is to learn how to harness your gifts into loving and positive action. Through meditating upon the seven sacred hermetic secrets as taught in the classic hermetic text, the Kabbalion, you'll gain a deeper understanding of these essential principles. Like exercising any muscle, your manifestation abilities become stronger as you listen to this CD and as you put your natural divine magical abilities into practice. The Kabbalion says, "The principles of truth are seven. He who knows these understandingly possesses the magic key before whose touch all the doors of the temple fly open." The first of the seven hermetic principles is the principle of mentalism. The axiom, "the all is mind, the universe is mental," means that the underlying reality of the universe is mind and the universe itself is mental, and existing in the mind of the all. If the universe is mental in nature, then mental transmutation must be the art of changing the conditions of the universe along the lines of matter, force, and mind. So mental transmutation is really the magic that ancient writers discussed in their mystical works, and about which they gave so few practical instructions. If everything is mental, then transmutation can not only change conditions ordinarily thought of as mental, but also material conditions. The universe and everything in it is continuously growing, moving, and changing. Nothing is permanent and enduring but change. The underlying power fueling this constant creation is called the All. It is all that is, and therefore infinite and eternal. The All is living mind consisting of an immortal life force and divine wisdom. The All is spirit. The All occupies every space in the universe. Spirit permeates your body, home, office, and automobile. There is no place where spirit is not. The All is not matter or mere energy, since nothing can rise higher than its source. What is higher than matter or energy that we know to exist in the universe? Life and mind in their varying degree of unfoldment. The All is infinite living mind, a term far higher than mechanical forces or matter. The All is the infinite living mind, which we call spirit. Unlike the universe, which it powers and infinitely inhabits, the All is unchangeable. Now, this paradox is reconciled through the Hermetic teaching that the universe is contained within the mind of the All. The container, or the All, is unchangeable, but what's inside this container, which is the universe, is forever changing. In the same way, the contents of your mind are always changing. You can use this principle to change anything in your life. Since you create your own universe with your mind, just like the All creates universes with its mind, you can alter its contents by changing your mind about your desires. The universe is mental, held in the mind of the All. Let's now consider the nature of the universe as a whole and in its parts. What is the universe? We have seen that there can be nothing outside of the All. Then is the universe the All? No, this cannot be because the universe is constantly changing and in other ways does not measure up to the All. At first, the human mind might deduce that if the universe isn't the All, it must be nothing. But this is not a satisfying answer since we are aware of the universe's existence. Then if the universe is neither the All nor nothing, what can it be? Let us examine this question. If the universe exists at all, or seems to exist, it must be the All's creation. But as something can never come from nothing, what substance did the All use to create the universe? Some philosophers believe the All created the universe from itself. But the All cannot subtract or divide itself to become an atom or earthly being. Other philosophers have jumped to the conclusion that they and the all are identical, and they shout, "I am God." This is similar to a vein declaring that it is the entire human body. But what is the universe if it's not the all separated into fragments? What else can it be, and what can it be made of? The second principle, the principle of correspondence, and the old Hermetic axiom, as above, so below, helps us to glimpse the workings on higher planes by examining those on our own. On the material earthly plane, humans create by using outside materials. But this analogy doesn't answer our questions, since there are no materials outside of the all to be used in creating the universe. Humans also procreate their children with a portion of their own selves. But this scenario is also counter to our knowledge that the all can't transfer or subtract a portion of itself. Nor can anything add to or multiply the all. So is there a third way that humans create? Yes, they create mentally. Mental creations use no outside materials and don't involve reproducing or fragmenting oneself. And yet, each human spirit pervades their mental creations. Following the principle of correspondence, which is as above, so below, we can deduce that the all creates the universe mentally in the same manner humans create mental images. Such was the teaching of Hermes. The all can create in no other way except mentally, without either using material, and there is nothing outside of itself to use, or else reproducing itself, since 1 × 1 = 1. Just as you may create a universe of your own in your mind, so does the all create universes in its own mentality. Your universe is the mental creation of a finite mind, whereas that of the all is the creation of an infinite. The two are similar, but infinitely different in degree. We shall examine more closely the process of creation and manifestation as we proceed. But this is the point to fix in your minds at this stage. The universe and all it contains is a mental creation of the all. The Kabbalion says, "The infinite mind of the all is the womb of universes." As long as we live on the material earth plane, matter is real to us. Matter isn't less real to us just because we understand the scientific truth about atoms or the Hermetic teachings about the mental nature of the universe. We can control matter by applying higher forces. This is better than pretending that matter doesn't exist. The laws of nature are constant and we can't escape them. We can, however, overcome the laws by applying higher ones. The universe and its laws and its phenomenon are real as far as humans are concerned. The universe is also ever-changing and transitory, so it's unreal in the absolute sense. However, we must live and act as if the fleeting universe and matter were real. In the material world, mentalism, the power of your thought, is the greatest natural force. Mastery consists not in abnormal dreams, visions, and fantastic imaginings or living, but in using the higher forces against the lower, escaping the pains of the lower planes by vibrating on the higher. Remember always that transmutation, not presumptuous denial, is the weapon of the master. We do not live in a world of dreams, but in a universe which is real as far as our lives and actions are concerned. Our business in the universe is not to deny its existence, but to live, using the laws to rise from lower to higher, and doing the best that we can under the circumstances arising each day. There's nothing to fear, as we're all held firmly in the infinite mind of the all. There is no power outside of the all to affect us, so we can rest calm and secure. The all is spirit, the infinite living mind. The all is love. The all is infinite, everywhere and omnipresent. The all is within every situation in my life. Therefore, love and infinite wisdom are within every situation in my life. The all is within all of my relationships. Therefore, love and divine wisdom guides, supports, and heals all of my relationships. Right this very moment, I am completely and safely held within the all's divine and loving mind of infinite wisdom. The all is in charge, and I know deep within my heart that all is well this moment and in all moments to come.